Life is better when you share it with people. That's not just words, it's science. When we feel connected, we have less anxiety and depression, higher self-esteem, stronger immune systems, and healthier bodies. We physically and emotionally need to feel wanted, to be seen, heard, and valued. I'm glad you're here. Let's connect. Welcome to the Think Tank Podcast. Hi, everyone. This is Amy Hopkins. I'm a licensed clinical social worker. And today I'm going to introduce you to the Lunch Bunch. This is a group of women that my mom has been spending time with since I was a kid. They get together every Wednesday. They go to lunch. They share. They talk. And they support each other. I think it's important that we all know the value of connection. It helps our minds, it helps our bodies, and it helps our day-to-day. So I want you to listen to this conversation I had with three of the 12 ladies that are in the Lunch Bunch, and I hope you get some fun out of it, just like I did. So I am here with my mom and her friends, and we are talking about mental health kind of throughout the ages. They are, what, how old are you guys? Like 100 and what?
Close.
We're 39, pushing 80.
So mom, will you say, introduce yourself?
Okay. I'm Amy's mom. My name's Catherine.
I'm Connie, and I'm in the Lunch Bunch group and friends with both of them for over 50 years.
And I don't know who I am today. I still don't. I've been thinking about it, but it hasn't come yet. I'm Pat.
You're Pat. So the reason I'm talking with all of you is that, first of all, I know how important you guys are to my mom, and you guys have a Lunch Bunch every Wednesday, and you get together. But the reason I wanted to talk to you was I want to talk about mental health throughout the lifespan. And even though you guys are 25 in your brains, you're a little older than that in your bodies. And I'm
a little bit
way older.
I'm just wondering if you can tell me what you guys do for your mental health.
Well, our Lunch Bunch, there's seven of us. We go to the same place every week for a month because we can't make decisions. And we all accept that. And we try not to make any stress, put any stress. We know where we're going. If you can come, fine. If you can't come, that's fine. We'll just talk about you and make fun of you because you didn't come. But we're all on our own. We just don't want any stress.
But getting together, having each other is important.
And being able to talk to everybody there about any subject and know that it's going to stay, what we say is going to stay there. It's not going to be broadcast throughout the whole neighborhood or whatever. And there's been some real tender, real hard discussions a lot of time.
And those discussions between, because there's so many of us, at least one, but usually more than one of us, has already gone through the situation that that person is talking about. Sometimes it's all of us that we've gone through that. Maybe it's only one or two of us, but there's always somebody there that has been through it that can put their input in it to help.
So you guys are your own little therapy group, it sounds like.
We are.
It's cheaper than going to the psychiatrist.
That's true.
Or maybe it will drive us there. Who knows?
But what topics do you think come up with your friends when it comes to your mental health or taking care of your mental health?
Talk about things that we're doing, different books we've read. Some of us like to read. Some don't read at all. Some watch TV. Some don't watch TV at all. But we talk about things that we've done, games that we've played.
Even playing games and stuff really does keep your mind sharp. It does. I play solitaire. I play different puzzles, word puzzles, you know, where you have to, where you have to find a word and stuff, like a word search. And I'm amazed at how much it really gets the old brain kicking. And I really think it helps to keep you, I'm not going to say sharp, but more aware of words that you might have forgotten and the meaning of them.
Yeah. It sounds like you guys all do this stuff. I know my mom does those puzzles because she sends them to me. But so is it games? Does games help keep your mood light? Games and people?
Different books, too. A variety of books. Right now I'm reading an autobiography of Laura Bush. I'm also reading one of about pyramids and lizards. So a variety. And plus, I get up in the middle of the night and play the piano. That's good therapy for me. That always makes my mental health better.
Yeah.
I get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. That's good for the physical health.
Yeah. Should we take a number of how many times we all get up in the middle of the night?
Every 2 hours.
Let's see who wins. Okay, counts at 2 hours. Mom, where are you at?
That's close enough.
Yeah. So when you guys all get together, what are people your tender ages struggling with the most, would you say, as far as mental health? Is it struggling with loss of independence, or is it your kids don't come around enough, or
amen
mother? I think that one of the biggest things at this age, and I think everybody in our group will agree, it's physical health that affects your mental health.
Yeah.
And I can't think of one person in our group, even though Lois is probably the healthiest, every one of us has some kind of a physical affects your mental.
Yeah.
But in our group, we can at least talk to each other. And you have a husband.
Misery.
You know, you can't talk to men about
anything. That's why I don't
anything
have
anything important. But we can talk to each other, and there's no judgment.
Yeah.
You know, it's just an open conversation, and they're welcome to put in their input, and they can say, well, I think you're wrong, and we'll say, well, why do you think that? And, you know, it's not, I don't think we've ever, ever left one of our lunches being unhappy with another person to the point we couldn't go and still talk to them and be friends with them.
We don't argue, and physically, I was physically really healthy until I retired. And all of a sudden, it just seemed like
life caught up.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, my kids kept telling me I need to go back to work.
They want more inheritance money.
Yeah.
That's what that's about.
So, yeah.
And like Pat said, the physical thing affects you mentally. But if we can get out, if we can get dressed and we can drive to taco time, that in itself, and knowing that we're going to laugh, and we can laugh at each other, and we can make fun of each other, and we're still friends when it's over. And we know that we can call on anyone. It also helps to know that everybody's going to forget everything we said before they get to the car.
Yeah.
Car, the door.
So, but the no judging and... Yeah, we discuss our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. We have a need to be in their lives. We need, and we accept each other as we are. We don't have to be someone whether we're not. We don't judge our haircuts or our style of dressing or so. Anyway, it's a good group and it's good therapy.
It is, and everybody should have this. Like, everybody needs this.
But very few people do.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
They don't have it.
I think because they're afraid of being judged when they get in a group like this. I really think that if people had friends other than, I mean, family is so important, but you need somebody where you can go and express stuff to them about your family that you don't like and that you can't say to your family, and you know that it's going to be okay, which helps you get rid of that. Well, it's a stress.
Stress and worry.
Yeah, and so you just, you feel like, gee, I know I can go and talk to them about this today and breathe a sigh of relief, you know, that you got it off your chest and that they put their input into it, whether it's good or bad or not. You don't have to take their advice if you don't want to, but yeah, a lot of times it will really help you. Instead of sitting and stewing about something, you really have a sounding board.
Yeah, there's a lot of research that talks about just being able to talk, just how that just lightens your anxiety and your stress, just talking about it.
On the other end of that spectrum, we delight in each other's grandchildren's achievements.
Yeah.
We love to brag about our kids and our grandkids and who's made the football team and who's on the in the school play and who just graduated from college and whoever. We love each other's children.
And it's genuine.
And it's very genuine. And we've raised our children together and we're as happy for each other as possible.
And because of our age, we have a different perspective on life and, you know, our surroundings and things like that. Our lives have changed because of our age, because our children are now grown. Their children are grown. And so all the family get-togethers that you used to have when your own children were at home. I mean, like when my kids were little, we would have, you know, like Easter eggs hunts and the different holidays, we always did stuff together, and then the extended family would be. Well, as your family grows, that kind of sometimes diminish. And even after my kids got married, we still had Sunday dinner every Sunday. We would have birthday dinners and, you know, stuff like that, get-togethers. When my grandkids were little, we still had the Easter egg hunts. The leprechaun would come on St. Patrick's, you know. The kids would sleep over. Well, now the grandkids are grown. And most of them, they've got kids. And as our families grow and expand, I want to say we're not pushed aside, but yet in some ways we are. We're kind of pushed aside. You know, I mean, I used to go camping all the time with my kids, my grandkids. Well, now my grandkids and, you know, I don't want to go with grandma. And so, you know, and my kids do that stuff by themselves. And once in a while, I can go. And I can go anytime I want to ask to go, but I'm not going to do that. But so we have to have something outside. I mean, our families, like Pat said, are very important. They're very precious to us, and we still do things with them, but it's just different. So we have to have something to replace that void that is there, that used to be there. And this is where we are. This group fills that void.
This is the lunch bunch.
Yep.
We are.
So that I love everything you just said, because I do, you know, you think about, you have a family and your whole world revolves around your family, and then your family has a family and their whole world becomes their family. So that's got to be, again, we had talked about this before we started recording about the little losses that you guys have all the time. Like, you've talked about the physical losses that you've had and challenges with. I mean, my mom just about fell over into Connie's lap a few minutes ago. But these little losses. But I've also heard some really great things. Like, one thing that absolutely I'm hearing is key is that you have a social connection
not just with your family, but outside your family. Mm-hmm. But also that you find the little joys in life, like puzzles and
not falling
games
down.
And not falling down. But also, it sounds like you've got a just kind of a different perspective too, because it's like, is this really going to matter? So when I worked in hospice all those years, I remember sitting with the people who were passing away, or, you know, at the end of their life, and the things that they would talk to me about were never like, I wish I had
dusted more often.
Yeah, dusted more often. Or I wish I had, you know, gone here or gone there or whatever. The things that they talked about and the things that they had regrets about were lack of connection. It was always, I wish I had done more with my grandson, or I wish I had, you know, I wish we had done this. And it was never even about money, which everybody seems to be, mm-hmm. you know, everything's money. So you guys, what my generation can learn from you, and every generation can learn from you, is to focus on what's important, right? So you've got a different perspective. So maybe you don't sweat that your roots are showing. And
we're just glad we still have roots.
Just glad you have hair.
Yeah. Mine fell out. It's just coming back. In fact, some of it hasn't. So,
well, I just think that's pretty neat. That's pretty special. If we could all live like that, though, you know, where we just didn't.
And the money thing, when you mentioned that, none of us are rolling in money.
No.
We all have to watch what we spend. But we found that it's not that important, as important as it was when we were younger. It just, we learned to live within our budget. We can eat a taco instead of a steak and be just as happy.
So it really isn't about the food.
It's about the company.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like Kathy said, we can go someplace that one person just absolutely does not want to be there, but you can always find something. You know, but it's not about the food. It's about being together. And my whole family knows, don't bother Grandma on Wednesday because she ain't going to answer the phone and she ain't going to be there. So even Roger, my husband will say, well, today's Wednesday. And I'll, yep. And I tell him.
Don't bother me.
Yeah. Don't make appointments that I need to be to, because I'm not going to be there. These people are more important than you're dying. So,
because they're going to be here after you die. So,
yeah, don't die on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. So,
that's if you do, you're all by yourself.
I'll be back after I eat my taco.
That's right. That's right. So, but I think really to have all those outlets is what, if you sat at home the whole time, you're getting old. And my mom did this, she was very confined. It affected her mentally, and she lived to be 90. But mentally, to watch her go downhill, because she wouldn't go out for a ride. She wouldn't have people come over. And then when she did, she was very into dementia that she thought they were stealing from her. So she would, you know, go back and I watched her deteriorate mentally because of how confined she was in her own mind that she couldn't go and do these things. Mm. She actually could have if she would have wanted to, but there was an effort she had to put forth that she didn't want to do anymore. And I think if you don't keep active mentally, you're going to go down a lot faster than physically. And that's just my own thoughts.
I think you're probably right. I do. I think your mind is absolutely connected with your body. And if you're depressed or isolating or whatever, you're not going to move. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to seek connections. You're not going to,
Well, we have learned to laugh at ourselves, laugh at each other,
so much we've cried.
Yes.
I think because of these small little things, it helps you get over big things. And really, it's the little things that irritate you, not really the big things.
You guys just love each other. That's all it is. Yeah. You just love each other. You accept each other.
There's probably more love in that group than in most families. You know?
Well, there's total trust.
Yeah.
There is total trust.
No.
But there's very little in life that our group hasn't gone through. We've gone through happiness. We've gone through death. We've gone through sorrows. We've gone through prison. We've gone through drugs, alcoholism.
Surgery after
surgery. Yeah, all kinds of children that excel and children with learning disabilities. There's really nothing we've gone through gay and lesbian relationships, divorce, happy marriages, miserable marriages. No marriages. There's just nothing. We've talked about this. There's not one thing that we can think of in life that one of us haven't gone through.
Yeah. And that you wouldn't be there for each other.
Wouldn't be there. If we could get there, if we didn't stumble and fall in the car.
What I like about the group, too, I mean, when we're in the group, like we've talked about, we can talk about anything and everything, and we're comfortable. And, I mean, like you said, somebody's always gone through that, and we can talk to it there. But one-on-one with these two have meant so much to me these last few months, because they both pretty much came to me and says, Connie, what's going on? Nothing's been really said. And it isn't because I don't trust them all. It's just some things you just can't. But these two, I have been able to.
Well, I'm really grateful that you guys are my mom's friends. And I know how much she loves and cares about both of you and all of you. And I love knowing that she has you guys. It's like everybody needs a golden girl. Yeah. Everybody needs what you guys have, so thank you.
I wish more people had what we have.
Yeah.
I really do. But I don't know how they go about doing it, because in this day and age, what I see is people are so judgmental. You know, I mean, we even talk politics and nobody kills the other person.
And that's impressive.
You know, well, and we're honest with each other too, which helps. You know, there's no facade. There's no trying to be better than one or the other. We're just who we are. And I think that helps everybody in that group.
We have some serious challenges, but it doesn't interfere with Wednesday.
It's healthy. It's your mental health day. It's your self care day.
Yeah. Are we gonna go eat now? Are we?
I hope you enjoyed listening to my mom and her friends in this interview I had with them. I felt really special just being included in the room with these ladies. If you are lonely, please consider making time to connect. It can be hard to stretch outside your comfort zone, but the benefits of having support and feeling connected to others are far greater than you may think. If you're struggling, consider joining a new club or a group or investing in a new hobby. Reach out to an old friend or volunteer, or just introduce yourself to your neighbors. Put yourself out there. If you need more support, consider calling 211 to find local groups or community resources. And if you or someone in your household would like additional resources or support, consider calling your employee assistance program. There may be lots of options available to you through that resource. The important part here is to reach out. For 50 years, my mom has been lucky enough to have a group of women in her corner, and she's been in theirs. They've raised their children together. They've traveled every road, marriages, divorces, job loss, health, illness, and deaths of loved ones, side by side in support. And as I'm sure you heard, they laugh and joke and play. I felt honored to have this time with them. And I hope you felt a connection with them too. But I hope you have your own group, or that it makes you want your own lunch bunch or golden group, because we all need people in our corner. Until next time, thanks for joining me on the Think Tank podcast.